die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bottle. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, November 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This week, starting on Monday through actually yesterday, the Liberty Pastors Leadership Organization held a conference that I was invited to. I was able to participate in Monday night, and then Tuesday, I wasn't able to get there yesterday, Wednesday afternoon as well. Liberty Pastors, it was wonderful spending the week with you. Thank you for coming. Signed, Paul Blair. Now, Paul Blair is a very interesting gentleman. He played at Oklahoma State when Jimmy Johnson was the head coach there, right before Barry Sanders won the Heisman Trophy while at Oklahoma State and then became a Detroit Lion. Well, Paul Blair was a huge man, 6'7", 300 pounds of muscle, and was drafted and played in the NFL. Chicago Bears. Blair, left tackle. Well, he ended up getting hurt and only was able to play for 5 years in the NFL. And after his career was over, he didn't know what he was going to do with his life. He prayed to God. He said, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "I want you to become a pastor." His father was a pastor. I want you to go back to your roots. I want you to do what your dad did. And he now has been a pastor for over 20 years in a couple of different states. He was there. Tim Kaufman was there. Many others were there. It was a great event. But basically, one of the things that was there was Rick Green. He spoke and talked about the Patriot Academy, where you can go to a website and sign up to be trained to be a coach, to be a Patriot Academy leader. In Paul Blair's email to me this morning, he said, "Randy, I would encourage you to take your people through the Patriot Academy's Biblical Citizenship. It's an actual class, an actual training. Next year, 4th of July of 2026, will be the 250th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence. This is a great class and a great opportunity to teach people about the laws of nature and nature's God. It's free. Now, I feel I've been led to attend this conference this week to hear Rick talk and to hear Paul speak and many others, and to be given this email that he gave as a follow-up to the closing of the conference. Send it to the radio station. I have the link. If you would like this link, I'd like you to text me PA, Patriot Academy. Because this is a free class. It's taught online. And if you go through the training properly, you can actually become a coach for the Patriot Academy. This is something I plan to do going through the winter months. I'm going to sign up for it myself. I have the link. If you would like to join me in going through this training, text me PA for Patriot Academy, and I'll send you the link. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us as usual is Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. I'm going crazy sitting here watching my trail cameras pop pictures of big antlered bucks running all over the place in the daylight. And here I am working and on the radio with you trying to inform your listeners and tell them they need life insurance. How are you?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, the election we had on Tuesday where the residents of Antrim County voted to go ahead and build the new safety center, the new jail. Actually, not too far from your office there in downtown Bel Air.
I can see it if I peek my head around the corner when the leaves are off the little trees along the side of the road here.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. Her and Annette Marcus, the deputy clerk, were staying, of course, late to allow all the clerks to bring their tabulator tapes and their flash drives over so that they could, you know, calculate the numbers and they could put it on the website before midnight, the unofficial results for the entire county. And Vicky was driving, and sure enough, M88, right around one curve, she said there was a majestic buck. She said, honey, this rack was like, to her, it looked like it was 3 feet wide. And she said, this thing was the most mammoth rack I have ever seen in my life. And he was just standing there very majestically along the side of the road. And she stopped. She just slowed down. And he just, you know, trotted down the shoulder for a little bit and then jumped off the ditch and took off. But she said, oh, my God, he was huge. And yeah, we are finally starting to see some of those.
Yeah. So if you can imagine right now, think to the professional wrestling organization. Think of Hulk Hogan standing there in his prime, all sweated up, flexing, and tipped his head up and yelling at the sky. You know, he's all jacked. That's right. What these bucks are right now.
Unbelievable. Well, I know you're working, and I've got to take off right after the show. I can't do anything either, and I know it's next Saturday, and I'm excited. But anyway, my question is this, and it's so funny because it happened in a movie that we were watching. Huh. But had that big buck been off on the other side of the ditch, okay? She's driving home, and Vicky drives slow. You know, speed limit's 55. She usually does 50. I hate riding with her because she drives like an old lady. And this buck, had he jumped out in front of her vehicle, that little Jeep she has, okay, with this sloped hood, had he jumped out, she hit him 50 miles an hour. Tristan, you know darn well, he would have gone right through the windshield.
There's always a potential for that, and you know, you can look up the stats for car deer collisions in Michigan and other states and nationally. There are some catastrophic outcomes to car deer collisions every single year in every single state, and it is actually really dangerous. And they cause immense amounts of property damage in the form of collisions, you know, to repair those vehicles as well. But it is a life and death safety concern.
Well, again, had he come through that windshield, you know darn well, it, you know, between the airbag and everything else, it wasn't going to end well for Vicky.
Right.
And see, the thing of it is, again, it can happen in a heartbeat. I mean, it's an accident. Okay, they jump out in front of vehicles all the time. Why? I have no idea. They are the dumbest animals on the planet. But they think they can beat a car, or they don't see the car. I don't know what the heck the thing is. But the point of the matter, you've got a young 30-year-old guy. You know, he's coming back. He owns his own business. He's a plumber, whatever he is. He's driving home late from a job, and a deer runs in front of his vehicle. His van goes right through the windshield. The guy's dead. Uh-huh. He's married, and he's got kids. He's got a mortgage. They got a house. I mean, this happens all the time, and I don't know why we're having such a hard time getting people to understand life insurance for somebody like that, 30 years old, non-smoker. It's so dang cheap. There's no reason why people shouldn't have these type of policies.
Absolutely. It blows my mind. And I truly, it really hits me in the heart every single time I see a GoFundMe page on social media because somebody you know, passed away unexpectedly due to all kinds of reasons. And you know when you see that GoFundMe that they didn't have life insurance, that their family's struggling to do final expenses, not to mention the mortgage, not to mention the car payment, not to mention, you know, putting food on the table. All of these things are hitting them all at once, and there is no money. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the GoFundMe. And I just want to shout from the top of my, from the rooftops, at the top of my lungs, get a life insurance policy, young men out there, you know, stay-at-home moms out there, you need a policy as well. It isn't to protect income. It's to protect your kids and your spouse if something happened when you're going to, you know, buy milk and eggs at the grocery store so that, that there can be some normalcy in your kids' lives as things move forward if God calls you home.
Well, and the thing of it is, again, you went through the numbers last week. I'm not going to ask you to do it again. But, I mean, we're talking anywhere from 25, 30, 40, 50 bucks a month,
Yep.
$1, $2 a day. Mm-hmm. And these guys can be insured, and the wives too. I mean, you know, God forbid something happens, you know, to her. How is the working dad going to be able to take care of the house, take care of the kids, you know, do everything that mom's doing? I mean, it goes both ways, but the point of the matter is the way you can't. Mom, grandma's got to come in, you know, and pray to God they live close by and they can help out, or neighbors or something. But, I mean, you should not be forced to be put in that position is all you're saying.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Let's say it's a small business owner. He's got a little plumbing shop, or, you know, he's got a little construction company. Maybe he's got a partner. And now the wife is now in a partnership with somebody she might not even know or have a relationship with. And he might say, I can't go on like this. You got to buy me out.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
As
where are you
going
to get the money to do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly. You know, and so, you know, flip that around a little bit. Maybe it's the partner that's tragically killed in an accident. You know, lightning strikes him, a tree limb falls from the ice damage and takes him out. And now you're in a partnership with the spouse, and the spouse thinks the company's worth $1 million when it's worth, you know, $150,000. You know, so many variables. How do you come up with the money to buy the spouse out, and they want it right now?
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, and the thing of it is, because you have to understand, they know that if you're not in a position to be able to do that, that basically what happens to the business? What happens to the corporation, the partnership?
Yeah, it fails.
Yeah.
And then now there's two families without an income.
Yes, exactly.
When a simple life insurance policy would have funded the buy-sell agreement to buy out the family, the partner, the spouse, whatever it is in the case of a death. And so that while there's great loss, there can be some closure and some moving forward financially.
Now, this policy is normally referred to as what is called a key man insurance policy.
Key man or a buy-sell agreement. Let's say you got a manager, you know, somebody, your salesman that's with your company that makes all your money. That you function, you own the business, but they for all intents and purposes, make your business successful. That's where that key man policy comes in, and you can justify having a policy on them if something happens to your key person. Could be a woman, not necessarily a man, but man is just a generic term.
Sure, of course. And we don't have to be sexist here. I get it.
Correct.
But
yeah.
Let me ask you on that point, because this is something I've had people question me on. How can I own a life insurance policy on another individual? Because the insurance company is going to say, well, you're buying this policy because what? You're going to have the guy killed, and then you're going to get the beneficiary of the life insurance. How is it technically able to be done so people can own life insurance policies on other people?
Sure. It would be a business policy and not a personal policy, and it would be laid out with underwriting as a key man policy. And then
so
payable, it's
full disclosure up front.
Yes.
You're telling them this is why we're doing this. Here's the buy-sell agreement. Here's my key man proof that this is what this individual does for my business. And therefore, this is what we're going to do. And they underwrite it accordingly.
Absolutely. Maybe it's one of your advertisers, Ian Murphy's guy, that smokes all the pork. And the Iron Pig would go, you know, not to pick on anybody individual, but just as an example, would have a financial struggle if the main meat man was no longer to be able to be the main meat man because God called him to heaven. There would be a financial hardship in that case. And so you'd have to close that gap because that's what the life insurance policy would do, is provide for that financial hardship due to a death.
Yeah.
As a key person in a business.
Excellent.
Just as a, you know,
well,
as an example.
you just triggered a thought about that specific account that I'm going to text you after the show.
Okay. I mean, this could be for anybody. This could be the main pipe fitter in your main excavator operator. I mean, you know, people have key people in their businesses that this is really important. And then we can work with my financial specialist, and we can do what's called golden parachutes. There's all kinds of employee retention policies that can be done through life insurance, where the cash value is then at the end of, you know, 10, 20, 30 years is turned over to the employee as basically a bonus for staying, you know, the longevity of staying with the company.
That was the question I was going to ask you, because employee retention, As the economy starts to improve next year, I believe, because the interest rates are going to come down. Mm-hmm. Either Fed Reserve Chair Powell's going to do it, or Trump's going to say, give me your resignation, I'm replacing you. But interest rates have got to come down. When they do, the projections of the stock market and the economy and housing, everything is going to go nuclear next year. Mm-hmm. Well, then in that scenario, we are hiring, we are growing, we are needing more and more employees. How do we retain our employees to stay with us versus going to another company that's going to offer them more pay or benefits or whatever? This type of life insurance bonus is what you're talking about. Could be potentially a very affordable way to keep your employees.
Absolutely. They know they've got cash sitting there that's available for when they retire or when their contract runs out, you know, however you set it up. There's so many things. And the thing is, I have access to experts. There's two of them for Farm Bureau that are long-term planning specialists that I coordinate the meetings. They go through me and my clients to work with them on a one-on-one basis to help them do these things. Long-term planning, succession planning, how to fund taxes. Depending on how things go, typically taxes don't go down. There can be, in the case of large corporations and businesses, tax liabilities. Those can be covered for future generations and business transitions with life insurance.
Now, this is something that you know for a fact. People, you've done these policies, you put this stuff together, and you know this works for people.
Yes. This is a piece of their financial puzzle. Whether it is a $100,000 10-year term policy to protect for some short-term debt, whether it's the $1 million policy that's a legacy for the family that's spread out for grandkids or for the trust to fund itself, you know, whether it's that key man policy, whether it's the buy-sell, whether it's just a policy to make sure your spouse has some money if something happens to you. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons, but there is no reason for you not to have life insurance. That's the bottom line, in some capacity.
Yep. Well, I'm going to give out the website, which is his name, very simple, TristanCole.com. But I'm also going to give out his cell phone, his private personal cell phone number. He loves text messages. You can send him some texts, ask some questions, call him if you want. 231-631-6659. Or just text me TC. I have a screenshot of his phone numbers that you can get from me. If you text my number, you all have me saved in your phone. Just text me TC for Tristan Cole, and I'll send you the screenshot. You can get a hold of him. Tristan, good information, man. We appreciate it.